Harper Audio presents Say Yes to the Marquess, Castles Ever After by Tessa Dare, performed by Carmen Rose. Chapter 1.
Oh, Miss Whitmore, just look at this horrid place.
As she alighted from the coach, Cleo took in the narrow cobbled passage between two rows of warehouses.
It looks like an alleyway, Anna.
It smells of blood. Lord preserve us. We'll be murdered. Cleo bit back a smile. Her lady's maid was a marvel with curling tongs, but her capacity for morbid imagination was truly unmatched.
We will not be murdered.
After a moment's thought, she added, At least not today. Miss Cleo Whitmore had been raised by good parents, with the benefits of education and close attention to propriety, and she was engaged to marry England's most promising young diplomat. She was not the sort of foolhardy young woman to go skulking about dodgy alleyways at midnight with an unloaded pistol in her pocket in search of London's most infamous scoundrel. No, that would not do. When Cleo struck out in search of London's most infamous scoundrel, she waited until midday. She entered the dodgy alleyway with a footman, her lady's maid, and a minimum of skulking, and she didn't carry any weapons at all. Really, what could be the purpose? When the man you sought was a 6'16" prize fighter, an unloaded pistol wouldn't be any help. The lethal weapons in the mix were his fists, and a girl could only hope they were on her side.
Rafe, please be on my side. Just this once.
She led the way down the dank, narrow alley, hiking her legs.